We welcome you to this week's service from Morrisville United Methodist Church. In this week's sermon entitled, What Do You Fear?, Pastor Glass encourages us to continue to proclaim the glory of the Lord no matter where we go. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Morrisville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass, and I'm the pastor here. And I am truly honored that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I pray that everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I would draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew rack. If you'd like to fill out the card with whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be grateful for that as it gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. If you do choose to fill out one of the cards, we invite you to hold on to it until following the worship service. And at that time, you can place the card in the offering plate that is on the altar or in the offering jar that's in the entranceway, and we thank you for that. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, again, we welcome you and we're glad that you're here. And if you'd like to take a minute to introduce yourself to us, we invite you to do that. If you're joining us via Facebook, you can use the chat feature, or you can send an email to the church office and let us know a little bit about who you are and where you're from. Our office email address is morrisvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to worship at Morrisville United Methodist Church. My name's Beth Glass. I'm the pastor here, and I am truly honored that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I pray that everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I also would draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in your pew racks. If you'd like to fill out one of the cards and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be glad for that as it gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. If you do choose to fill out one of the cards, we invite you to hold on to it until after the worship service. And at that time, you can place it in the offering plate on the organ or in the offering jar in the entranceway. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, welcome. And we invite you to take a minute to introduce yourself to us. You can do that using the chat feature through Facebook, or you can send an email to the church office and tell a little bit about yourself. Our office email address is morrisvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This morning's reading is from Romans 6, 1b through 11. Should we continue in sin in order that grace may increase? By no means. How can we, who died to sin, go on living in it? Do you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by glory of the Father, so also we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed, so we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Courtney.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel lesson for today comes from Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 through 39. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted, so do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. For those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated, please. So I do want to welcome all of you again. I'm so glad that you're here today, whether in person or online. And I pray each of us will find something in our time together that helps us follow Jesus a little more closely this week. So what do you fear? I have a fear of snakes. I know they are important. They have a role to play in the ecosystem, but they can stay very, very far away from me. Thank you very much. I have a fear of snakes. Also, I have shared with you, I have a fear of major highways. One of my favorite features of my phone is when I ask it to give me directions to get from one place to another, I can put in there that I want to avoid highways, right? I think my fear of major highways comes from having been hit by a car, not once, but twice, as a child. I was a pedestrian, but I have come to view other cars as a threat, and highways are too crowded for me. So I will happily take back roads that take me an hour longer to get one place from one place to another than be around all of the crazy drivers on 95, right? So I don't know what it is that you fear, but in the gospel lesson for today, Jesus tells his followers that they should have no fear whenever it comes to proclaiming the message of God's love. But he also tells his followers that they might be facing some scary things whenever they go out to share that message. And the reality is, sometimes we are a little fearful of sharing that message ourselves. And that's what we're going to look at in today's sermon, which is entitled, What Do You Fear? But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not through me, not because of me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen. So in the gospel lesson for today, Jesus is getting ready to send the 12 disciples out into the surrounding countryside. They've been given their mission, which we talked about last week. They're to heal the sick and to cast out demons and share the good news of the kingdom of heaven. But it's not always friendly territory to which they are going.
Jesus warns his followers that other people have already called him the devil, Beelzebub, and so his followers cannot expect that they will always be warmly received. Sometimes they will be rejected, even by their own family members. Sometimes people will turn on them, and in the end, he says, they may even lose their lives. If I heard those words, I would probably feel fearful, wouldn't you? But Jesus tells them, do not be afraid. Have no fear about what people will say about you. Have no fear about what others can do for you. For nothing and no one is more powerful than God. And no matter what others may do to you, if you are serving God, the God who loves you so much that even the hairs on your head are numbered, then you can rest assured that the same God will take care of you. Didn't we just sing that? God will take care of you and watch over you. That is the good news. We don't have to be afraid, no matter what. The God who watches over the sparrows watches over us. We don't need to be paralyzed by our fears when we are attempting to share the news of God's love. Now, I do want to be clear about one thing. When Jesus says, have no fear, it doesn't mean that if we are worried or anxious about things in life, that somehow means we are not faithful followers. It simply means that even in the midst of our anxiety, in the midst of our worries, we can trust that God is with us. When the doctor gives us bad news that we didn't want to hear, we can trust that God is with us. When someone we love dies, and we don't know how to face the next day, we can trust that God is with us. That was the promise that Jesus made to his disciples as he was sending them out on their mission, that God is going with you, and that is the promise Jesus makes to us as well. Now, our circumstances are different, I think, from the disciples. When they were sent out by Jesus, they faced rejection, they had the possibility of imprisonment, they even faced the possibility of death. Here in the United States, we are not likely to be put in jail or killed for proclaiming our faith or sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with others, right? That can be a possibility in other places, but it's not something that we deal with here. But still, there are barriers to us sharing that good news, not so much because we're afraid of what other people will do to us, but how they might perceive us, right? We don't want to come across as those really religious nutcases, to put it bluntly, right? We don't want to feel like we are intruding on other people. Our fears are a little more subtle. But we worry just the same, and sometimes those fears keep us from sharing the good news. And yet, I want to encourage you with this. I remember hearing a story a few years ago about a man named Gary who was in prison on death row. I don't remember the details of what happened that Gary was on death row, but I believe it was because he had killed somebody. In any event, while he was living in prison on death row, he began receiving weekly visits from someone who had, up until then, been a complete stranger to him. That person was a member of a church that had an outreach ministry to prisons and particularly to individuals who were on death row. At least once a week, this volunteer would come in and sit and talk with Gary and share stories with him and listen to him and try to understand a little bit about his life. And finally, one week, Gary asked the question, saying, why are you spending so much time doing this? And that was when the volunteer started to talk about Jesus and about the love that Jesus had for Gary. And Gary's eyes filled with tears, and he said, I don't think you really believe what you are saying. The volunteer was surprised. Why do you say that? And Gary said, because if I really believed in the kind of love that you are talking about, I would crawl on my hands and knees over broken glass to tell other people about it. That's a pretty powerful statement, isn't it? I would crawl on my hands and knees over broken glass to let other people know about the love of Jesus Christ. And yet sometimes we are so afraid of being ridiculed for our faith in Jesus Christ that we won't say anything about it at all. One of my favorite television commercials in the past was for Mercedes-Benz. I don't know if any of you remember this commercial, but somebody, it was the president or the owner of the manufacturing company, is sitting at a table and is talking about Mercedes' specially patented safety features. And the interviewer points out that most cars in America have exactly the same features that Mercedes had patented. And the company president responds by saying, well, yeah, but we've never really enforced the patent because some things are too important not to share. Some things are too important not to share, like the good news of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. And Jesus tells us that we can share and not be afraid. No matter what, God is with us. So may God help us do just that. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious God, we are so grateful for the love that you give to us through your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is good news in our hearts and our lives, knowing that you are with us. But Lord, that is good news that we are called to share with a hurting world. Will you help us overcome any fear or hesitation that we may do just that? We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. I invite you to join me as we affirm our faith with a statement of faith of the United Church of Canada. You'll find the words on the screen. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
We know that all that we have has come to us as a gift from God. And it is in thanksgiving for the many gifts that we have received that we take this time to show our gratitude by offering up God's tithes and our offerings. If you do choose to support the church financially, we thank you for your generosity. If you're worshiping in person and you brought an offering with you, you may place it in the plate on the altar or in the jar in the narthex. And whether you're in person or online, there's also an opportunity for electronic giving if you choose to do that. And again, we thank you for your generous support. I send you out as those who will share the good news of God's love without fear. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support Mooresville United Methodist Church financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting DONATE to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.